Okay, we are on to item number 15 on today's agenda, which is to recess to convene as the Story County Highway Board, bringing us to item number 16, which is an 11 a.m. public hearing. Kathy, you're up there. You want to kick off and read that 8 paragraphs worth of stuff?
We finally had to read the first. This is a public hearing on proposed resolutions 23-707 and 23-708 and 23-709 as described. Resolution 23-707 proposes identification of Old Stagecoach, a Story County Road number 920390, which has 2 segments that are commonly known as Old Stagecoach Road. The second part is Resolution 23-708 proposes the identification of Story County Road number 910405, which is unnamed. The road segment is 1.83 miles. And Resolution 23-709, which proposes the identification of Story County Road number 910395, commonly known as unnamed road, which has a length of 0.29 miles.
All right.
This is just the public hearing portion of that.
All right. So this public hearing is open. Is there any public comment? Not seeing any public comment. Highway Commissioner Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Sure. Highway Commissioner Mitchell, move to close the public hearing on the proposed resolutions 23-707, 23-708, and 23-709.
Second the motion.
There's a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
All right. There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Moving right along to item number 17, this is a discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible adoption of resolution number 23-707, which proposes identification of Story County Road number 920390, 2 segments, commonly known as Old Stagecoach, is segment 1, and Old Stagecoach road segment is 500 feet on segment 2. Kathy?
Thank you. So this is a request to identify this as a minor county road. This is a segment of roadway that's been called Old Stagecoach. And there are 2 segments. There is one small piece that goes across private property, which we are not asking to recognize today. But these pieces of roadway are located on land managed by the Bureau of Land Management. They're approximately south, just south of Geiger Grade and the actual summit area.
All right. Thank you, Kathy. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments?
No questions. Thank you.
Ms. Sherman Mitchell?
Kathy, I was looking at this area. Does that Old Stagecoach Road connect down? Does the name Bain Springs sound familiar? Does that seem like where it connects down into Washoe County?
What was the name you said?
Bain Springs.
I don't know. This starts at the county line. So I'm not sure. I didn't investigate Washoe County's.
Gotcha. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Bain Springs is way deep, I think. I don't know that it comes to how far.
Okay. But I thought this was the continuation of that. This was the canyon that came up and spread into it.
So. Yeah. All right. So is there any public comment regarding this item? All right, not seeing any. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, just a second. Yeah. Not 17, correct?
Correct.
Hi, Commissioner Mitchell, move to adopt resolution 23-707, which proposes identification of Story County Road number 920390, 2 segments, commonly known as Old Stagecoach, segment 1. Road segment length 5,793 feet or 1.1 miles, overall average disturbed width approximately 14 feet, and Old Stagecoach segment 2, road segment length of 500 feet or 0.09 miles, overall average disturbed width of approximately 14 feet, as a minor county road as more fully described in the attached Exhibit 1. This applies only to the segments of the road that traverse land managed by the Bureau of Land Management. It is proposed that the road be identified as a minor county road. The effect of identifying the road as a minor county road is to identify it as a public road available for public use, but not maintained by Story County. It must be used by motorists at their own risk.
Catherine, is there anything? Hold on. Okay. I'm sorry, Commissioner Gilman. Go ahead.
I'll second that motion.
All right. There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. On to item number 18, which is discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval of resolution number 23-708, which proposes the identification of Story County Road number 910405, commonly known as unnamed road segment, length 1.83 miles. Kathy.
Thank you. So this is another segment of road. This is in the same general vicinity as the previous one, south of Geiger Grade and actually west of Geiger Grade as it comes around, near Seven Mile Canyon. This road doesn't have a name, but it is on land all within the Bureau of Land Management area, maintained area.
Thank you, Kathy. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments?
No questions. Thank you.
Vice Chairman Mitchell?
No, thank you.
Is there any public comment? Not seeing any. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to adopt resolution number 23-708, which proposes to identify the identification of Story County Road number 910405, commonly known as unnamed road segment length of 9,668 feet or 1.83 miles. Overall average disturbed width approximately 14 feet. It is proposed that the road be identified as a minor county road. The effect of identifying the road as a minor county road is to identify it as a public road available for public use, but not maintained by Story County. It must be used by motorists at their own risk.
Second that motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. On to item number 19, which is discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible adoption of resolution number 23-709, which proposes the identification of Story County Road number 910395, commonly known as unnamed road. Segment length is 0.29 miles. Kathy?
Thank you. So this is the third piece of that road system that's in this general vicinity. This is south of Seven Mile Canyon. It extends off the unnamed road that we previously were part of resolution 23-708. This also doesn't have a name, but does have a number identified for it for the county road. This is also on Bureau of Land Management land.
Thank you, Kathy. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments?
I have no questions. Thank you.
Thank you. Vice Chairman Mitchell?
I'm good. Thank you.
Is there any public comment? All right. Not seeing any. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah. I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to adopt resolution 23-709, which proposes the identification of Story County Road number 910395. Commonly known as the unnamed, the road segment length of 1,541 feet or 0.29 miles, overall average disturbed width of approximately 14 feet. It is proposed that the road be identified as a minor county road. The effect of identifying the road as a minor county road is to identify it as a public road available for public use, but not maintained by Story County. It must be used by motorists at their own risk.
Second that motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 There's a motion and a second. All those in favor. Oh, we already went through that. My apologies.
Good.
All right. Motion passes unanimously.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kathy, for all of your work on this. On to item number 20, which is discussion only. Report of the Public Works Department regarding roads and highways in Story County. And I believe we have Director Wurzbicki with us. All right. There he is.
Good morning, Chairman, Commissioners. Jason Wurzbicki for the record. Just a couple quick updates. Electric Avenue is almost at full completion. SNC is installing the final parts to the roadway, which is the roadside markers with the target plates on them. Lowestown is in nearing the final stages of engineering, so we'll get an idea of what that road will look like and the potential cost of a full reconstruct. The B Street water line is coming along. Main line pipe is done. They're just doing the meter tie-ins currently for the next couple weeks. We're shooting for completion towards the end of the first week in January. Last week, Mike and I held the Taylor Street job walk. We had three contractors show up for it, MKD Construction, SNC Construction, and FW Carson Construction. We're looking at opening bids for that item on the 12th of this month. And then Thursday, Lumos Engineering is going to be drilling and sampling B Street behind the Red Dog Saloon to be able to provide engineering to be able to fix that filled wall section. And currently that's all I have at this point in time. Oh, another good note. We yesterday extended an offer to bring in two new full-time road workers and hired one seasonal road worker. So they're shooting to start on the 18th of this month. So we're pretty excited.
Thank you, Jason. That is fantastic news. Highway Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments for Jason?
No questions or comments. Thank you.
Vice Chairman Mitchell?
No, thank you.
All right. Thank you again, Jason, for that wonderful update.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right. Okay. Moving on to item number 20 is to recess to convene as the Story County Liquor Licensing Board, bringing us to item number 22, which is discussion for possible action. For consideration and possible approval of the first reading for on-sale, off-sale liquor license. The applicant is Carol Maley, Silverland Inn and Suites, located at 100 North Green Street, Virginia City, Nevada, 89440. Under Sheriff Kern.
Good morning. Under Sheriff Kern, Story County Sheriff's Office for the record. To catch up. Again, this is for an on-sale, off-sale liquor license applicant, Carol Maley for Silverland at 100 Northeast Street. She's met all qualifications, no disqualifiers. We good to go. Nothing on our end. No concerns.
Wonderful. Thank you. Sheriff Collin, you have any questions?
No questions.
Commissioner Gilman, any questions?
No questions.
Sherman Mitchell, any questions?
I'm good, thank you.
All right, I don't have any questions. Is there anything you'd like to say today? I know the applicant's with us. Wonderful, thank you, Carol. Awesome. All right, not seeing any questions. Is there any public comment regarding this item? Not seeing any. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the first reading of the on-sale, off-sale liquor license. Applicant is Carol Maley, Silverland Inn and Suites, located at 100 North E Street, Virginia City, Nevada.
Second that motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. Thank you. Congratulations. All right, on to item number 23 is to recess to reconvene as the Story County Board of County Commissioners, bringing us to item number 24, which is discussion only. No action, no public comment will be taken. These are committee and staff reports, and we will start off with the Sheriff's Office. All right. I do believe the fire chief is tied up. I don't think he jumped on Zoom. So we're going to move on to Public Works.
Good afternoon again, Chairman, Commissioners. I have Just a quick update from Mike Northen here. The Highlands Fire Station concrete slab is hopefully going to be poured tomorrow. It was supposed to be poured today. CMEX canceled at the last minute this morning. And then there'll be a 7-day cure time, and then the steel erection will start. The Lockwood substation, working with IT to provide data ports and telephones. Buildings and grounds is working on the handrails. And then the Virginia City Senior Center, work is progressing on the breezeway cover. Steel columns have been installed, and the crew will be up next week to complete the cover. And that's all I have for today.
Thank you, Jason. Commissioner Gilman, any questions or comments for Jason?
No, thank you, Jason.
Vice Chairman Mitchell, anything?
No, thank you.
All right. Moving right along to VCTC, Director Todd Tuttle.
Good morning, Todd Tuttle, Director of Tourism. Very happy Comstock Christmas to you. And all that's going on, we're very excited about how things have unfolded. Of course, with the last weekend, we had great turnout for our the beginning with our Parade of Lights, fireworks, the first performance of the Mark Twain and Friends Holiday Spectacular. Very pleased with how that all unfolded. Just to update you with upcoming this weekend, on Friday the 8th, Mark Twain and Friends Holiday Spectacular will once again perform at Piper's Opera House. On Saturday, they'll perform at 2 p.m. and 7 p.m., and they'll again have a matinee on Sunday, which we've seen some good response for. The Parade of Lights, again, will return on Saturday the 9th. It'll start at 5 p.m. The road, C Street, will be closed from 4:30 until 6 o'clock. Unique to this one coming in, Jerry Renner will be the Grand Marshal with Renovation Foundation. He's here to support the foster children and those children that are at risk here in the rural communities. They're expecting around 250 people to attend in conjunction with just that alone. So we're expecting some pretty strong crowds once again here for the Christmas on the Comstock. The fireworks will go off once again at 6 o'clock, as long as the weather holds and we don't have a wind situation. I really want to put out a big thank you to the Silverland Inn and Suites for being able to help us be able to promote that and get those fireworks out. Coming up on Tuesday the 12th, Mix and Mingle will be at 6 p.m. over at Piper's Opera House. Mike Northern will be talking about the snow control and some of the things that are changing over there, so the merchants have a better understanding of how to prepare for the winter, et cetera. We'll also be reviewing the 2024 event calendars and all the things coming up so we can get ahead of that. And the merchants can be prepared for those events coming up. We are finishing off our RFQ for event management. We should hopefully be able to make a decision this coming VCTC meeting on next Thursday. We also are in final negotiations with Argentum Partners to replace Rad Strategies as our marketing, PR, and social media teams. So we're looking forward to a number of events coming up and a few changes, and looking forward to 2024, another great year.
Thank you, Todd. Real quick, when's that Mix and Mingle?
It'll be on Tuesday at 6 p.m. That'll be
the 12th?
The 12th, yep.
All right. At what time, I'm sorry?
6 o'clock.
Wonderful, thank you.
Yes.
Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments for Todd?
No questions, thank you, sir.
All right. Vice Chairman Mitchell, anything for Todd?
Good to go, thank you.
Thanks again for the update, Todd.
Thank you.
Moving right along to the Comptroller's Office, Comptroller McCain.
Good morning, Jennifer McCain for the record. The only thing I have to say is I'm diligently reviewing our audit, which will be presented to you in the next meeting, hopefully for your approval. As well, we are moving in with ExecuTime. We are currently in our parallel process where we are actively having all employees clock in and clock out on our new module, and payroll will be processed with this module. I want to thank all department heads staff, employees, elected officials for their cooperation with this process. I know it has had its pain points. I really think it is important to note that this has in no way been activated because we distrust our employees with their past time cards. In fact, what we have found is we have very dedicated employees who have given the county volunteer hours, which is not expected or appropriate. So I really do feel that with this new program, we will be paying our employees for the time that they do spend working on our behalf, as well as having their department heads really realize how much time our employees are putting in to get these jobs done. That is a very important aspect when coming into budgets. This will help us evaluate whether a department needs more employees, different types of employees, as well as the workload on all of our individual employees and department heads. I can go on and on, but I think we've had a long enough meeting already. I'm happy to take any questions on either of those topics.
No, we're paid by the hour, Jennifer. Take your time.
I did budget a little extra overtime for the implementation of executive time. So, sure, go ahead.
Wonderful. Thank you, Comptroller McCain. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments for the Comptroller?
Paid by the hour, Mr. Chairman? I never...
Yeah, were you not notified about that?
I have no further questions. Thank you.
Thank you. Vice Chairman Mitchell.
Oh, if that's the case, can we take another recess?
Absolutely.
Just kidding. No questions. Thank you.
All right.
Union break.
Thank you again for that. Thank you again, Jennifer, for that update.
Thank you.
Moving right along to the Planning Department, Director Kathy Canfield.
I just wanted to give you a heads up that we are anticipating January 25th as being the community meeting in Lockwood for the Long Valley Creek project. They're wrapping that up, and we'll be meeting with the community then. We'll send out notices to all the community members there too, but just to put that on your calendar for now. So thank you.
Thank you very much, Kathy. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions for Kathy?
No questions. Thank you, Kathy.
All right, Vice Chairman Mitchell.
Thank you.
Kathy, one more time, I'm sorry, what was the tentative date for that?
January 25th.
And that is confirmed?
We have the room reserved, the Rainbow Room, Rainbow Bed.
Sounds so much nicer, the Rainbow Room.
Is that?
No, it's a Rainbow Bed Clubhouse.
Rainbow Room.
But I like Rainbow Room. And at what time?
We're anticipating either 5:30 or 6, I'm not sure.
Okay. Wonderful. Thank you. Just I'll save the date. Moving right along to the recorder's office. Fair enough. Thank you. Excuse me. How about human resources? Director Brandy Lopez.
Nothing to report at this time. Thank you.
Thank you, Brandy. How about the DA's office? DA Langer.
Nothing today, Mr. Chairman.
All right. County manager's office.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Nothing today. Thank you.
Christmas has come early. Clerk Treasurer's office. Clerk Treasurer Handel.
Nothing for today. Thank you.
All right. Well, that wraps up staff reports. Appreciate everybody's information today. Let us get back to our agenda. So we are now on to item number 25, which is discussion for possible action. Review and possible approval of second reading of bill number 137, ordinance number 23-325, an ordinance amending Story County Code, Chapter 2, Administration and Personnel, Section 2.22.060, qualifications of appraisers, to revise subsection 22.22.060F, allowing a qualified appraiser to be placed on the list of county appraisers if the appraiser demonstrates an ability to obtain professional liability insurance as required by the county and Other properly related matters.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Austin Osborne for the record. We had talked about this ordinance proposal during first reading at the last board meeting. I'm happy to answer any further questions that you have. At this point, it's a second reading of the same. There's been no changes in the proposal since the last presentation. I will just want to remind you that there is a written finding to go with this that the chairman would sign after the meeting, and the contents of that finding are incorporated into the motion today. And then when you're ready, I'd like an opportunity to read the ordinance title.
Wonderful. Thank you, County Manager Osborne.
Welcome.
Commissioner Gilman, any questions or comments?
No questions. Thank you.
Vice Chairman Mitchell?
I'm good. Thank you.
All right. You want to read that now, Austin, for ask for a motion? Or let me go to public comment first. I'm not seeing any. Austin?
All right. This is Bill number 137, ordinance number 23.325, an ordinance amending Story County Code, Chapter 2, Administration and Personnel, Section 2.22.060, Qualifications of Appraisers, to revise subsection 2.22.060F, allowing a qualified appraiser to be placed on the list of county appraisers if the appraiser demonstrates the ability to obtain professional liability insurance as required by the county and other properly related matters.
Thank you, Austin. Not seeing any public comment, Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the second reading of Bill number 137, Ordinance number 23.325, an ordinance amending Story County Code, Chapter 2, Administration and Personnel, Section 2.22.060, Qualifications of Appraisers, to revise subsection 2.22.060F, allowing a qualified appraiser to be placed on the list of county appraisers if the appraiser demonstrates an ability to obtain professional liability insurance as required by the county and other properly related matters. This motion includes a finding that a special hearing and business impact statement are not required because the proposed action does not impose a direct or significant economic burden upon a business or directly restrict the formation, operation, or expansion of a business in Story County.
Second that motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Austin.
Thank you.
Moving right along to item number 26. This is discussion for possible action. Consideration of a letter of interest for the appointment of a board member to the board of directors of the Carson Water Subconservancy District, representing Story County, to serve a four-year term expiring December 31st, 2027, with possible reappointment following expiration of term. Kathy?
Thank you. So approximately 2 years, maybe 2.5 years ago, Story County became an official member of the Carson Water Subconservancy District. Before that, we were just a supporting county for their mission. So we have two spots on their board of directors. We were able to fill one at the time when we became a full-fledged member, and Mr. Jim Hindle is our representative for that. And we've had this other position open where we've been looking for a resident of Story County to fill this other position that has some knowledge and some interest in the topic that the Carson Water Subconservancy District did. We were happy to receive a letter from Mr. Lee Starrett, who is actually out here in the audience. He's also a member of our planning commission, and he regularly attends a lot of our town halls and is an active member of the public and what Story County has been, the topic Story County has been dealing with. So staff is recommending that Mr. Starrett be assigned to the board to represent Story County for that second position. If that happens, then Mr. Hindle's position and Mr. Starrett's position will be staggered by about 2 years. So this will be coming up every 2 years to either reappoint someone or to seek any other interested parties.
Thank you very much, Kathy. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments?
I have no questions. Thank you, sir.
Vice Chairman Mitchell?
No questions. Thank you.
Is there any public comment? Not seeing any public comment. I just personally want to thank Mr. Starrett for, first of all, attending all the commission meetings and volunteering to be on this board as well. Truly appreciate your participation and your willingness to serve the county at no charge, might I add, or even if there's a stipend. Thank you. With that, not seeing any public comment, Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, in accordance with the recommendation by staff, I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve Lee Sterrett to serve as a board member on the Carson Water Subconservancy District, representing Story County for a 4-year term expiring December 31st, 2027, with possible reappointment following expiration of the term.
Second that motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you again, Mr. Sterrett. Truly appreciate your efforts. On to item number 27. This is discussion for possible action, consideration and possible approval to adopt the 2023 Story County Water Resources Plan for South and Central Story County, including Comstock, which is Virginia City, Gold Hills, Silver City, and American Flat, the Highlands, and Mark Twain. This item is being considered in accordance with the 2016 Story County Master Plan. County Manager Osborne.
Okay, thank you, Commissioners. Austin Osborne for the record. Also, I want to make for the record that Steve Walker from Walker & Associates, who has helped us in this document, is present. And I imagine you have some things you'd like to say as part of a co-presentation in this. I'll go ahead and just get us a little bit started. We've been working on this for quite some time. In 2000, this board had commissioned a water resources master plan to be applied to Story County. This is really lined up with NRS 278-0228, as well as the 2016 Story County master plan, both of which dealing with water resources master plans. We had had Far West Engineering, now Dow, draft the master plan and apply their expertise, as well as Steve Walker from Walker & Associates to do the same, and also to provide us really water expertise guidance throughout the development of this document, including up to even today. The water master plan, which you see in front of you, really deals with water resources. It's not necessarily infrastructure, although it does address some infrastructure needs and provide some cost estimates of what infrastructure would cost to be able to meet the needs of this report. It deals with water rights. It deals with surface and groundwater. Groundwater for an area like the Highlands, for example, surface water with main focus on the Marlette water system, paper versus wet water, meaning do you actually have water or are there just water rights available for a given community, available land and parcels in each of the communities that might apply to this plan, and what build out would look like if we were to build out existing parcels, and even if we were to look at developing other areas that don't have necessary division of parcels like American Flat, for example, what that would look like and how much water would be necessary. And this really focuses on the Comstock, Virginia City, Gold Hill, and Silver City, which is in Lyon County, and then also American Flat. And then there is a focus with the Highlands, particularly the ones and tens, as it could apply to some kind of an interregional connection, as well as the Mark Twain Estates area. I should note that the other parts of the county that are developed, like Tri-Center and Lockwood, respectively, have their own GIDs, thank you. General improvement districts, such as for Tri-Center would be the Tri-GID, Lockwood would be the Canyon GID, that are either working on or already have their own water resources master plans. The last elements of this is this document, if approved, will help the county negotiate a successor water resources master plan with the state of Nevada for the amount of water that it gets for the Virginia City, Gold Hill, and Silver City area. I will let you know that other counties, such as Carson City County, even the state of Nevada, and others are also looking at their water resources master plans for the same. And at this point, I have any questions or anything. Steve Walker, would you like to come up and talk a little bit about some of your work on this? Thank you.
Good morning, board. For the record, my name is Steve Walker, Walker & Associates. I did review the water plan extensively. And I just would like to make some general comments, not real specific to the plan that I didn't write. Right now you're using about 210 acre feet of 803 customers from the Marlette Lake Hobart system. If you want to move forward and get all of your customers serviced within your service area, you will need to increase that by 456 acre feet. Water planning 101 is basically identify the lots that you have that are going to need a municipal water supply and tie that to the resource. You are unusual in that in the water planning, typically you have to look hard for the resource or develop the resource. You have the resource. You don't have the infrastructure to use it effectively. And that's basically without some major investments in that infrastructure. And I think that's one of the things we probably knew going into the planning process, but we didn't know the specifics and we didn't have estimates of costs. And so I applaud Austin for moving forward on this and Story County for moving forward on this. I think also that the engineering firms did a good job. So right now, the system, a Marlette system, the basic Hobart agreement, the Franktown Creek agreement and adjudication says that the place of use for 7,000 acre feet of water is here and in Carson City. The 7,000 acre feet of water is a basically saying that Franktown Creek runs 10 cubic feet per second of water 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, and that is your water right. If you do the math, that's how you come up to the 7,000 acre feet. Having lived in Washoe Valley and hiked over the hill and fished in Franktown Creek extensively, I don't think it yields that level. That's anecdotal. I don't have information, but I would doubt in 1977 that it was running 10 CFS. So regardless, you're using 221 acre feet right now of a water right that's recognized on the books of 7,000. So what you need to do, I think, is in what we've identified 293 vacant parcels in the service area. That will mean that you need 456. That's there's a lot of the parcels are going to be industrial. That's why it's not one third, not like a single family home. And to do that, it'll cost you $12.4 million. That $12.4 million is to put a redundant adjacent pipeline from the 395 up to the divide to Virginia City, up so you can increase the capacity of the pipeline. Pipeline right now, running at full capacity, would supposedly deliver 1,100 acre feet of water. They don't run it at full capacity because of they're basically afraid it'll fall apart. And so you, to get your fill out your obligation to the parcel that you've already dedicated or within your service area that would need water, the cost is going to be $12 million. $6 million of that cost is, though, is to upgrade your existing system so it complies with Nevada NAC administrative code. And so I think the water plan identified, okay, service area, you need this type of investment. You need to do this to increase the supply, to provide all the parcels within your service area. That's a lot of money, but it again, water sewer infrastructure costs a lot of money, and it's basic to life. And so I think that it's something that now you have at least a goal, a shot at doing. Obviously, we moved into the plan saying, okay, what about using the water supply for areas that we now have water problems in that are basically the Highlands and Mark Twain Estates? If you did this, and I'm reading from an executive summary table 2 and 3, you would eventually need, and this would be increase the water supply to the existing land use on both Highlands, Mark Twain, and American Flat. You'd have an additional demand of basically 6,000 acre feet. It would cost over $100 million to do everything like that. But there you are running into also not only an infrastructure cost issue, but also a supply issue when you talk about 6,000 acre feet versus potential a water right of 7,000 acre feet or the yield of the system. So the $12.4 million parallel stipend, that's going to get you where you want to go as far as what you have in your service area. There's other issues that the plan identified that probably needed to be addressed. Then one issue that the plan didn't identify that me as a water planner thinks that when you go through the next reiteration, you should. And that is that you have a 30% leak level right now. American Water Works Association would say recommend no more than 5. Your managers probably know a lot more about this than I do and where the leaks might be coming from and or unmetered water is coming from. But that needs to be addressed. It's going to be part of your $6 million infrastructure investment that you have to do to comply with Nevada law anyway, and it would help you. There's another water resource that's gone unrecognized, and I know that we've got to walk before we run, but at least half the water, and I'd say in this environment, more than half the water is indoor water use that goes into a water treatment system. The water treatment system then treats the water to a level and you use what they call RIBs, rapid infiltration basin, water goes into the groundwater. In the future, and when you do water planning, I would recommend that resource also be identified and where can we use it? And I know that we're not the Southern Nevada Water Authority that has to capture every drop, we're not that limited, but that is a water resource then in the future also needs to be analyzed. I was kind of just skipped around, but if you have any questions.
I do, Steve, but I'll defer to my commissioners first. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments on Austin or Steve's presentation?
Say that again, please.
I do have questions, it's but Austin, right? I'm going to defer to Commissioner Gilman first.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. You're on mute, sir.
No further questions, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Vice Chairman Mitchell, anything for Steve or Austin?
Just a couple. So, Steve, when you mentioned the 7,000 acre feet, is that just the Comstock or Story County portion of the water right, or is that the entire coming out of the system that's also a portion between us and Person City?
It is at the place of use for the water right. Is in Story County and Carson City. If another entity would say you're not using the water and we want to use the water, they would have to go through the state engineer process of changing the place of use. That would imply that you make the application, it would run in the paper for 3 times over a 60-day period for people to protest it. And then if it's protested, the state engineer would make a decision on whether a hearing is justified.
Okay. Is there a set allocation between our usage and Carson City's usage?
Not that I know of, but the allocations right now to Story County are simply the contract you have with state buildings and grounds that it gives you, it's like 450 or 500 acre feet of water right now. You're renegotiating that. And Carson City would have to be under the same situation. So all the water rights are not held by the actual water users. They're held by the purveyor in this case, which is the state of Nevada.
Understood. Thank you. And then the initial additional demand for if it was fully built out, an additional 456 feet for the Comstock area, bringing us to just under 700 acre feet. Would the additional capacity be needed simply for that to be able to provide that level of service, or is that anticipating a much larger build out?
to complete the build out of your service area, it exists right now, that's counting every parcel and putting water demand into it, you would need to make improvements to the system, about $11 million. If you wanted to incrementally move up and you know, all lots and all parcels aren't going to fill out in 5 years. Mm-hmm. You could possibly increase diversion to meet it incrementally, but eventually you're going to have to bite the bullet, and you should. Yeah. You have a great water resource, and water resources are harder to find than money.
Yeah. And so that's an 11 to 12 million in addition to the anticipated 6 million that's needed for improvements on existing infrastructure.
Commissioner Mitchell, I might say wrong on that, but I'll get back to you. I think the 12 million else, it basically includes the six, but I'm not sure.
Okay, no problem.
Any other questions, Vice Chair?
I don't have any other questions. Thank you very much.
All right, Steve, clarification on one thing. You talked about $100 million investment. Just to clarify, that does not actually cover feeding that water out to the individual residents in the Highlands community, correct? That would simply be getting a pipeline, my understanding from Marlette, to some centralized location within the Highlands, because we have approximately 50 plus miles of roads there.
Here's what would it do. Here's basically what's needed to serve the Highlands. It would be 5.5 miles, 12-inch diameter transmission between Junior City and the top of Geiger Grade. 100 horsepower booster pump, 30 miles of 8 and 12 inch distribution main, 588 water meters in service line, 650,000 gallon water storage tank. And so those are what is are adding up to the estimated cost of and this is that component is one cost, the Mark Twain component is another cost, the American flat is another, and the fill out of the service area is another, and that's how you get to the over $100 million. It's not just the Highlands.
I understand that, but are you talking about getting water to every single property in the Highlands for that price?
That looks at existing lots and providing water to the existing watts, and I'm assuming, let me check on this again, a conversion of domestic wells. The water right would come from a domestic well credit program that you turn in your domestic well for a municipal right.
Okay. Well, I'm definitely not an engineer, but I think it'll be more than $126 million. But either way, I just wanted to find that out. Thank you very much for your work on that. I think my concerns regarding my district and water issues and properties has been noted at some point before, but I just want to put on the record again that you know, I don't necessarily know that distribution is the answer, but water is definitely an issue up in the Highlands. So thank you for your answers and your presentation today.
You're very welcome. I'd just like to finally say, you don't produce perfect plans when you do these things, but you learn things that you didn't know. And that's the most important aspect.
Agreed.
Thank you.
No problem. Is there any public comment? Not seeing any public comment. Austin, do you have anything else before we made a motion?
I don't, Mr. Chairman. I think you all asked very good questions. There are some breakdowns of the cost of different elements. I think Steve covered them quite well. There's some remaining questions that always can be discussed. And as you know, Mr. Walker said, when you create a plan, just like the master plan, the day after it, you realize there's things to build on it. You start taking notes for the next 5 years, and then you come up with an update to that plan at that time. There is a motion here. I will remind you and the public that we had this item on the last agenda, took action to just continue it, but really the purpose of that was to let the public have more than 3 days chance to take a look at it, ask any questions. And Steve and Kathy did a nice job with the Planning Commission, also working with them on this plan and making sure those folks, including at a night meeting, had a chance to interface with the public about the plan. So at this point, we're ready to accept what this board would like to do, and there is a motion on your agenda.
Thank you. Vice Chairman Mitchell, are you ready?
I'm ready. In accordance with the recommendation by staff and in conformance with the 2016 Story County Master Plan and NRS 278.0228. I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to adopt the enclosed 2023 Story County Water Resources Plan.
I'll second that motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Again, thank you, Mr. Walker. Thank you, County Manager. Thank you, Kathy, and anybody else involved in this process. On to item number 28. This is discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval of amendment to rental agreement with Nova Geotechnical and Inspection Services, Northern Nevada LLC, also known as NOVA, for the purposes of performing geological, geotechnical, environmental, phase one and phase two engineering and related due diligence studies, analyses, surveys, and activities on the site of the Gooseberry Mine. The amendment is to extend the current rental agreement by approximately an additional 195 days. DA Langer?
Well, you said it all for me. So well,
read it again. I read too fast.
So virtually that you virtually said exactly what this is. We're extending a rental agreement. I just gave you a copy of the original agreement that was entered into between Story County and the LLC, Nova LLC on the 16th day of December. They need additional time to do everything that you mentioned. So they're asking for an extension, which actually ends up to be approximately 195 days. In the original agreement, and when you see in the amendment two, it says 560 days, but that is from the effective date of December 16th, 2022. So that is really all they're trying to do is just to extend the time period to sometime in May. And that's really all I have to say.
Wonderful. Thank you. Commissioner Gumman, questions, comments?
No questions. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Vice Chairman Mitchell, anything?
No, I don't have any questions.
All right. Is there any public comment? Not seeing any public comment. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the amendment of the rental agreement between Story County Treasurer and NOVA for a site evaluation at the location of the Gooseberry Mine for approximately an additional period of 195 days and authorize the Story County Treasurer to sign.
Second that motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, DA Langer and gentlemen. Moving on to item number 29, discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval of business license second readings A through D. My fellow commissioners, have any questions regarding these second readings? Not seeing any. Is there any public comment regarding the second readings of these business licenses? Not seeing any. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I move to approve the second reading of business licenses listed under item 29 as A through D.
Second that motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. On to item number 30. This is the second and final time for public comment during this meeting. Is there any public comment today? Not seeing any. Moving on to item number 31, which is adjournment of all active and recessed boards on the agenda. It is 11:54. This meeting is adjourned. We will see you in 2 weeks.